standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, editor of railfanning.org, and these are your top railfanning headlines for November 30th, 2020. As of September 30th, Positive Train Control is an operation or revenue service demonstration on 99.6% of the 57,537 route miles subject to the federal mandate. However, the Federal Railroad Administration said one railroad, New Jersey Transit, is at risk of not fully implementing Positive Train Control on its required main lines by the end of the year. As of September 30th, New Jersey Transit operated Positive Train Control in revenue service demonstration on about 48% of the 375.9 route miles where it is required. However, New Jersey Transit said it is on track to meet the December 31st federal deadline. With U.S. Senate confirmation of two new members, the Surface Transportation Board is operating with a full slate of five members for the first time since the passage of the Surface Transportation Board Reauthorization Act of 2015. The confirmation of Robert Primus and Michelle Schultz was lauded by several industry associations and trade groups. Turning to the Northeast, there are questions about the next steps for a new tunnel beneath the Hudson River to increase capacity between New Jersey and New York City. A new report from London Bridge Associates and released by the Gateway Program Development Corporation suggests repairing the existing rail tunnel while constructing another tunnel could hasten the long-standing project. However, some officials are questioning that approach, saying it is highly speculative and could cause delays for commuters. The long-standing Gateway Program focuses on a 10-mile stretch of the Northeast Corridor. It calls for building a new two-track tunnel from New Jersey to Manhattan, followed by the rehabilitation of the existing tunnel, known as the North River Tunnel. Last month, the Federal Railroad Administration announced an allocation of up to $2.2 million to help rehabilitate and automate the historic bridge in Clarksville, Tennessee. R.J. Corman Railroad Group will receive the funds as part of the FRA's Fiscal Year 2020 Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvements Program. The project is one of 50 in 29 states the FRA selected to receive $322.6 million in total funds. As part of this week's segment on history, I thought I would use this news hook to talk about the bridge and the railroad that built it. The Memphis, Clarksville, and Louisville Railroad, the subject of a book I wrote that was published last year, built the original span across the Cumberland River in the mid-19th century. The first train crossed the bridge on August 6, 1860. During the day, leading up to the crossing, word spread throughout Clarksville, Tennessee that a train would cross the bridge that evening. Crowds gathered to witness this moment, nearly a decade in the making. Some number of participants mounted upon the engine and tender to be a part of the historic first ride. Others wanted to participate, but thought it safer to stay behind on firm ground. Engineer Benjamin Bartle eased the locomotive, the W.B. Munford, onto the bridge and into the history books. The crossing was a success, but the bridge was not without controversy. Even while it was under construction, the bridge's craftsmanship was tested. Riverboat captains were apparently upset at the prospect of a bridge passing over the river and potentially killing their livelihood. Many accounts indicate riverboat captains routinely crashed into the then-under-construction piers in a bid to stop construction. Opponents of the railroad also placed obstacles in the way of the bridge, hoping to slow progress. Their efforts failed. Successor railroads overhauled and rehabilitated the bridge various times over the years. Today, the bridge is a testament to the nameless craftsmen who originally constructed the crossing 160 years ago.
Well, we started this railroad out in the woods. They said that we shouldn't, but I knew that we could.
Now I'm laying tracks in a hollow tree, and everyone around is just laughing at me. Whether I'm looking for help up and down the line, whatever you can spare, that'll be just fine. I got no money, I got no dough, I barely got enough tracks for my train to go.
For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit railfanning.org for the latest railroad news, headlines, and features.